Hey, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, or one of the supplementary podcasts, 50 Minute Max or Smart Alex. If you want, you can subscribe to all three at iTunes. You can also find us on Stitcher. And if you'd like to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/heycomicskids. All the money there goes to a fund earmarked for the kids' education. This is a show we record just about every morning on our drive to school. We're having a lot of fun doing it, and it's great to hear that you're having a lot of fun listening to it. Now, without further ado, here are the stars of the show, 12-year-old Alex and 8-year-old Max. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. I'm Brad Geiger. These are my boys.
Hey, what's up?
8-year-old Max.
I'm going to be 9 tomorrow. Maybe we could, maybe on my tomorrow, we could do my both day special.
I'm just a little excited.
This is the last day that the Geiger family can claim to have an 8-year-old. As of tomorrow, I'll have to change the website for the podcast too. We are officially a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old, closing the gap on your brother, if only momentarily.
Yeah, because soon enough I'll be 13.
Yeah,
we'll have
June.
A teenager. Then we'll have to do a whole nother podcast.
Okay,
with teens.
Oh no, teenagers.
So yes, teenagers. Today is Maximus Eve, and we have
Maximus, a combination of Christmas and my name, Max.
I think everybody got that, Max. Max, you're shot out of a cannon here today. It's gonna be fun because I've got some Marvel Comics movie news that's gonna make you flip your lid. In fact, let me just guess. If you had one wish in the span of Marvel Comics movies, if you had one wish, what would that wish be?
To have DC and Marvel fight in a Marvel movie and to determine who's better, or just have it, or maybe I could do that, or have it a draw, and make two alternate, and they can make two alternate fates. That would be cool.
You know, there was a DC Marvel comic book crossover.
Great comic book.
Drawn by the great George Perez. Yeah, they did do that as a limited series. I forget how many issues. And they tried, I think they succeeded, but they tried to get at least one image of every member and former member of the Justice League and every former member of the Avengers appear at least once. But nope, that's not it. Alex, if you had one wish, a genie comes up. He says, you get one wish, but it's got to apply to Marvel Comics movies. What would that wish be, Alex?
Well, either be to have Age of Ultron reopen tomorrow, or to expand on the characters and the typecasting.
That's a good guess, Alex, but not true. Or not right, at least. Do you guys have any other guesses? What could possibly be the big Marvel Comics movie news?
I have no clue.
No clue. You're like exciting me. Is it
something to do with the Ant-Man movie?
No. Good guess though.
Enchantress?
It's interest?
Enchantress.
Nope. Better than the Enchantress. You know that they've got a movie called Avengers Infinity War is coming up, right?
Oh, they're gonna have the Guardians of the Galaxy cast part of it.
Better.
Whoa.
What's the one character you really want to see in Infinity War?
Oh, holy crap, Spider-Man?
Yes.
Yeah!
Holy
oh my
crap,
god!
Yes!
No, they bought Marvel bought Sony?
No.
No!
They didn't buy Sony, but a number of news sources are reporting this afternoon that Marvel and Sony have inked a deal that will allow Spider-Man to show up in Avengers Infinity Wars.
Wait. So, is this only a cameo, or just like, is he a full part of this?
I don't think that anyone knows that yet. Well, maybe a couple people that signed the contract know it. That's not going to be known for a while, but Spider-Man will be part of the story. I would imagine that it's going to be bigger than a cameo. In other words, they're not just, it's not going to be like Stan Lee where they flash and there's Spider-Man and they go on. Exactly. I would imagine he's part of the story.
Yeah, I feel like if you go back and there's a comic that we have sitting around our house, or a graphic novel, I think it is. It's called, like, Avengers Infinity Wars. Like, half of the population of Earth disappear, so we have to see what's going on, and it's all behind Thanos or something like that.
I don't know that that is part of canon, to be honest with you, because I've read that, because it's sitting around in the bathroom. I don't know what universe that takes place in, but it involves a space trucker, Doctor Doom.
Who likes Star Trek.
Yes.
Like, Spider-Man, like, oh my god, Doctor Doom's a super Star Trek nerd.
Well, yeah, my respect for Doctor Doom just kind of went higher when I read that.
It was a very cleverly written book. I don't deny that at all. But
I didn't really like the art on it, though.
Did you? I thought the art was good. There was parts in which it was inconsistent.
But it was
enjoyable, for sure. And the writing, again, the writing was that kind of comic book writing that I enjoy. And that is kind of like a tongue-in-cheek, a little bit funny, don't take yourself too seriously kind of comic book writing. In fact, we'll put it up in the show notes so you can go check it out. It's definitely worth grabbing if you're at the comic shop.
The newest Fat Jacks. We're not sponsored by Fat Jacks yet.
That's right. So don't give them free publicity, mister. But yes, that is the news, is that we are going to see Spider-Man as part of an Avengers movie. Now, how cool is that? Could you get a better birthday present, Maxwell?
No.
I didn't think so.
Actually, maybe. Like, if I could, like, own Marvel or something. What if Disney bought Sony? Then we could use, like, all the Spider-Man characters.
That would be a great birthday present for us all. I would love to see you in charge of Sony and Marvel.
Sony, have Spider-Man in, like, Avengers 2, Age of Ultron. Like, have, like, Spider-Man, like, you know, Spider-Man would have been great in the first Avengers movie. And think of it, his web shooter, he could use his web shooters, it's been shown with the Green Goblin. Like what I'm saying is, like, he could kind of, like, use his kind of, web shooter to grasp on to the kind of things that they have, just like literally just pull them down.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that Spider-Man is all in Marvel. Well, and like, I think that if Marvel could have predicted the future, they would not have and sold Spider-Man. I don't think they could.
Well, yeah, if they could have predicted the future, they would have never let Sony have Spider-Man. But who knew that Disney was going to buy Marvel and pump so much money into Marvel Comics movies?
Yeah, and like I think that, like, they could have just sold another main Marvel character, like that guy that goes boom.
All right, that is the big news. Marvel and Sony reaching a deal for Spider-Man to appear in an Avengers movie. Now.
Wait.
What?
So, if I'm correct, Infinity Wars was a two-part movie.
You, Max, very good. You are correct.
Since
so
you don't
I'm
know,
sure he'll be part of both parts.
Yeah, like, do you think that he'll be both parks, or more in the ending part, or more in the second part? Because if he was in the first part and not in the second part, that'd just be kind of weird. But if he was not in the first part, but in the second part, that'd be kind of understandable.
You know what they could do to really tick us off?
What?
They could put him in at the very end of the first part and then bring him in for the whole part of the second movie. In other words, everybody's going to know that Spider-Man's going to be part of this movie, but they could bring him in just at the end and make us wait and wait and wait, and all of us are going, ah, come on, where's Spidey? And then they bring him in just at the end of the first movie, and then they say, if you want to see more Spider-Man, come back for the second movie. And then we'd all be like, ah, come on, we got to, and then everybody be running.
Don't give them ideas.
Everybody would be running to see
if
that second
if Marvel, movie. Marvel, if you are watching this, don't you freaking dare.
I think that would be a good idea.
It would.
We are cutting this part out.
It would be a huge way to hype the second movie.
This part is officially cut out.
No, wait.
What?
I think it's a good idea. I mean, that's giving Marvel more money. Technically Disney, but
We don't get sponsored by Marvel/Disney, but we definitely support them.
Yeah, and I think that if they got more money, that could lead monies to great, and if that much money, that would leave great, that would give them more money for better, and they still have really good movies, but better movies, like top class movies.
Guys,
top class.
If they do that with Spider-Man, that's gonna put DC on suicide watch. I say suicide watch because of Suicide Squad. But
I was wondering whether you meant that on purpose.
A little bit of column A, a little bit of column B.
A little column A, a little column B. Six of one, half a dozen of the other.
You milked it. Why did you milk it?
Alex, do you really think that this puts DC behind the eight ball for good?
Why? No, but it'll definitely bring them far down if Spider-Man's in this. It took three movies, or possibly three and a half, to get Spider-Man in there. This might be a redemption for Spider-Man. Everyone's going to want to see it. And Spider-Man in an Avengers movie, people will go ballistic.
I know, like,
including me.
And, like, one thing, like, I've kind of planned it out. So, Spider-Man's gonna be at the ending credits.
No.
No,
stop.
The ending scene. Okay, wait. Heal me out. It's gonna be.
Ignore Maxwell
Marvel
Writers.
Wait.
Hold on.
Wait.
Hear him out.
So they should put him at the end of the scene, and this should be what, at the end of the credits, and this is where it should be. Kind of like they said, like, kind of like Nick Fury comes in, all of the Avengers are down, and he says, I have a friend.
Uh-huh. And then what?
And then you just see, and he, like, turns on the computer, and you see in big, bold letters, Spider.
I wish you would write this movie, Max. I would go watch it.
Like it'd be he'd come in and say, I have a friend. And he'd just say, Spider-Man, Spider. And it'd just say, Spider, code, we need you!
Okay, so.
And they could kind of add an ultimate Spider-Man twist, was like the super shield technology.
Mm-hmm.
And like the Infinity Wars, the beginning could kind of like be like a beginning of a Spider-Man movie, or kind of like he's a Spider-Man TV show, like he's kind of flying around.
All right, are we ready to wrap this up?
Oh, speaking of Spider-Man with the Avengers.
Yes.
He's never been with the Avengers on movies, but if you guys watch Ultimate Spider-Man, he's actually been in it with the TV shows.
Mm-hmm. So, and he's been part of the Avengers in the comics as well.
Just pointing that out.
And in the Ultimate Alliance series.
Multiple comics. Yeah, you guys have no idea how much comics it took for Spider-Man to have at least one go through with the Avengers in the original series. Now Spider-Man's like the most wanted Avengers person ever.
Yes.
I know, like Spider-Man, just like we've seen the movies, Spider-Man just the perfect fit.
And one more question.
Go ahead.
Are Hawkeye and Black Widow considered Avengers?
Yes.
Because they really were, yet they really weren't.
They were both Avengers. In the comics, they were both always Avengers.
Yeah, but not really in the Avengers, like, movie. Like,
they were part of the thing,
but they really weren't.
They were part of the Avengers in the movie. They were part of the Avengers. They were always part of the Avengers in the movies.
What do you mean, Alton? Like,
they were part of the team that Nick Fury put together. Don't roll your eyes at me. I'm right. Oh, my God. You are turning into such a teenager. Oh, my God.
Someone's going to be in trouble.
Well, just for that, I'm going to let Max wrap up the show. Go ahead, Max.
You.
All right, Max, do it.
This is speaking for myself and my bubble who rolls eyes at people. Hey. Goodbye. Oh, and don't forget to find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and the Blueberry Network, my favorite network. And I'm on...
No, you hate blueberries.
I know, but it has the word blue in it, and it's a hilarious name. And don't forget to leave a friendly comment.
Support Marvel.
And make sure that ending cutscenes in Marvel... Marvel, please do that. That will just give you money for such more stuff.
Bring this to a close.
Okay, before you turn it off, there's one thing I want to whisper.
Oh my God. What? Go ahead.
Justice League.